Good morning. I want to clarify that point that we left off with yesterday. Some people are better, more math-oriented than others, so just make sure that it's clear. So that's clear. The Gemara gives us times based on the time it takes to walk a certain distance. The distance which the Gemara uses in general for this is a mil, which is 2,000 amas. And a parsa, which is 4 mil, or 8,000 amas. So how long does it take to walk a mil? That's actually a machlokes, how to calculate how long that is. One of the common calculations is 18 minutes. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. So therefore, 4 mil, the time it takes to walk 4 mil is 72 minutes. So that's clear in the Gemara that from Alois HaShachar until sunrise is the time it takes to walk. Is the machlokes more 4 mil or 5 mil? And the Shulchan Aruch and many others paskin 4 mil. So assuming that a time it takes to walk 1 mil is 18 minutes, the time it takes to walk 4 mil would be 72 minutes. And that's where we get the idea of the number 72. So 72 minutes before sunrise is Alois HaShachar. Theoretically, we should turn around and say, well, and then from the time that the sun sets until Tzeis HaKechavim is also the same amount of time. And there's a Gemara which actually indicates that the time it takes to walk from sunset until you get to Tzeis HaKechavim is 4 mil, hence 72 minutes, and that's why people wait Motzei Shabbos and other times 72 minutes. That's where that comes from. However, there is another Gemara which seems to indicate that Tzeis HaKechavim actually happens more quickly. So, there is, even though the Gemara does not challenge the time it takes to go from Alois HaShachar until sunrise, that there's no argument about. The Tzeis HaKechavim, there's a Gemara which seems to indicate it goes more quickly. And there are different answers given to answer these two Gemaras. That does put into halacha opinions which have a Tzeis HaKechavim being earlier, quicker, taking less time than 72 minutes. So that means your day is lopsided, because if you calculate your day from Alois until Tzeis, it's very possible you're calculating Alois is 72 minutes and Tzeis HaKechavim is shorter than that. So how do you deal with that? So that's clear that Chatzos is in the middle of the day. That's the sun is in the middle of the sky. So if you're going to divide the first 6 hours of the day from Alois HaShachar, let's say sunrise is at 6 a.m., so Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before that, that's going to be 4:48. Noon, midday, if a day sunrise is at 6 and sunset is at 6, and Chatzos is 12 noon, so from Alois HaShachar until Chatzos, you're going to have 6 hours, but the time you're dividing is 7 hours and 12 minutes. So divide that into 6 equal portions. Each one is an hour and 12 minutes. Okay, now from Chatzos till the end of the day, so sunset is at 6 p.m., and we're going to argue that the Tzeis HaKechavim is 6:20. So now you have 6 hours and 20 minutes divided into 6 equal portions. So each hour is 1 hour and 3 minutes. So it comes out that the hours that you use in the afternoon are different than the hours that you're going to use in the morning. And that's what comes out, because we cannot make a lopsided day and have Chatzos before the sun, it's the middle of the sky. So it ends up with being a very interesting issue of how to calculate Palag. There's going to be one more issue we're going to talk about, just in general terms, to understand some of the challenges we have in calculating these numbers, and that'll be Be'ez Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.